I think we've taken a very strategic look to focus back on our mission and our vision. When you think about those two components of what we do, of Premier Leadership, personal growth, and career success, that provides one bank. When you look at our vision of why we even exist is to grow leaders, build communities, and strengthen agriculture. And when you put that mission and vision together, the how of how we deliver that is what we continue to update and make relevant for our students. It's really what FFA is known for. But as long as we're centered around mission and vision and we work toward that, I think you'll see a strong future for FFA. We've just released our strategic plan for 16 through 20, how we tell our story, engage our students, and support our advisors. And around those three areas, we hope to see lots of movement toward achieving that vision.
Bledsoe recently gave the welcoming address at the Alabama State FFA Convention, where he encouraged members to go all out in their FFA experience.
I think the heart of the organization is at the local level, and FFA members have such a great opportunity. The theme is wonderful because I think it challenges each of us individually to look within our own talents and strengths to see what we can do to really empower each other, and to how we can make our community stronger, how we can make agriculture stronger. The young people in FFA are the future of agriculture, and I hope this really challenges them to seek out a bright future in the more than 300 careers in ag.
And he says membership of the National FFA organization continues to grow.
We are anticipating another record year in membership. Last year was our highest FFA membership year ever. We've got our national convention that's coming up in October. Last year, again, was a record attendance in Louisville, and we're looking forward to coming back to Louisville for one last year in October.
To learn more, just go to FFA.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.